And now I'm going to hand over to Keith, who will do the reading, which is from Psalm 27, and then we will share communion together.
Well, thank you, Maureen, for that excellent presentation of how to use PowerPoint. Jenny, could you put up my PowerPoint and show my skills now? For those who are unfamiliar with PowerPoint, I managed to select a thing that put the nice brow here at the bottom. Very impressive.
Well done.
PowerPoint takes a lot longer than you think it's going to, doesn't it?
It does.
Anyway, and this is going to take a lot longer than you hope. Maureen contacted me and said that she'd arranged the service and everything, and then she said, oh, I've forgotten the communion. I thought, oh yeah, okay, I'll slip in a bit of communion. And well, I found that God just told me to spend a lot of time on the communion this morning, because we've been talking about being still and about, Frank has talked about pressing in. And for me, sometimes communion is a bit of a rush and I don't think very much about it. But it's about communing with our living God, isn't it? And that's what we want to do this morning. So, is there a clicker thing for this? Psalm 27. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When evil men advance against me to devour my flesh, when my enemies and my foes attack me, they will stumble and fall. Though an army besiege me, my heart will not fear. Though war break out against me, even then will I be confident. One thing I ask of the Lord, this is what I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and to seek him in his temple. For in the day of trouble he will keep me safe in his dwelling. He will hide me in the shelter of his tabernacle and set me high upon a rock. Then my head will be exalted above the enemies who surround me. At his tabernacle will I sacrifice with shouts of joy. I will sing and make music to the Lord. Hear my voice when I call, O Lord. Be merciful to me and answer me. My heart says of you, seek his face. Your face, Lord, I will seek. Do not hide your face from me. Do not turn your servant away in anger. You have been my helper. It was good that Maureen shared with us Psalm 121 this morning. The Lord is my helper. That was my baptismal verse, psalm that I read at my baptism. I was just blessed that, reminded again that the Lord is my helper. So we're in verse 9. Do not reject me or forsake me, O God, my Saviour. Though my father and my mother forsake me, the Lord will receive me. Teach me your way, O Lord. Lead me in a straight path because of my oppressors. Do not hand me over to the desire of my foes, for false witnesses rise up against me, breathing out violence. And these last verses have long been ones that I rested on. I'm still confident of this. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and take heart. And wait for the Lord. Often I found that I struggle and wonder where God is. And wonder what's happening in my life. And it's good to know that that's not a novel experience. I'm not alone in this. But the psalmists, and God has experienced that, and God has been pleased to let their words be recorded. That hanging on to God, I'm still confident of this, I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord, be strong and take heart, and wait. So it's good to come back to those verses, but the reason I chose this passage was because I actually read in my Bible reading every day some of these verses. Verse 4, one thing I ask of the Lord, this is what I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and to seek him in his temple. And I have to say that a lot of days I just read those words. It's part of my daily Bible reading routine. I read some scriptures and then I go on. And this week My wife and my daughter have been away. I've been at home all alone. And
how's the cooking going?
Well, you can talk about cooking later. And I've been working quite long hours at work because I had just something to finish. But I've also been listening to a podcast this week, and I've listened to the same podcast three times about putting our priority in seeking God. And with wife not away, no distractions, no extra TV programs to watch. Now, I haven't got to catch up with Castle or Rosewood or anything else. I could just stop and think. And God was saying to me very much, Keith, you're reading these verses day by day, seek the Lord. Are you really doing that? Is that your priority? One of the things that the preacher in this sermon I was listening to said, each morning I get up and I look in the mirror and I think of all the sin and all the terrible things that go on in the world. And I look in the mirror and I know the place to start is with me. And I was going to get Michael Jackson to sing for us this morning. A man in the mirror looking at ourselves. But I just sensed that God wants me to seek him more. It's something that we've been talking about a lot over the last few months, isn't it? We've had these soaking sessions. And I have to say that I've gone to these soaking sessions. We've come into God's presence. We've gathered in a room. We've played some gentle music. And I've probably admitted this before, but I'll admit it again. I've just gone in there and fallen asleep. And I've had a nice little snooze. But other people have gone in there with perhaps a bit more of an attitude than I have. That resting in God is not just about sitting back and hoping something good will happen. God calls us to seek him, to press in, to draw close to him. That's what this verse is about. One thing I ask of the Lord, this is what I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord. That's a bit different from our sit down and hope something nice happens. I'll seek the living God, gaze upon the beauty of the Lord, seek him in the temple. And there are blessings and promises after, for in the day of trouble he will keep me safe in his dwelling. We will come to communion in a moment, but this is by way of preparation really, that as we come to communion, our goal is to come into the presence of the living God. Another part of the reading that I have each is from John chapter 6. And I'll just read a few verses from John chapter 6. John chapter 6, verse 66. From this time, many of his disciples turned back and no longer followed him. You don't want to leave too, do you? Jesus asked the 12. Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. We believe and know that you are the Holy One of God. And it's that response of Peter that was in my daily reading every day. Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. We believe and know that you are the Holy One of God. And I'd skimmed over those words so quickly each morning as I got onto the important part of the three other Bible readings I had to find each morning and read those. But those words are essential preparation for receiving God's word. We believe and know that you are the Holy One of God. In Matthew's account, it's rendered slightly differently. But there's an important point I want to pick out from Matthew 16 and 17. Let's read from verse 15. What about you, Jesus asked? Who do you say I am? Simon Peter asked, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus replied, blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for this was not revealed to you by man, but by my Father in heaven. And it's wonderful to hear Stephen giving us all recommendations of bits of the Bible to read. And as I said, I read the Bible quite regularly myself. But actually the act of Bible reading depends not just on my effort, but on the Holy Spirit, God's inspiration, a King of Kings speaking to me from his word. I need to seek that. We all need to seek that when we come to God's word. Are we wanting a little aphorism to help us through the day? Or are we looking to come a bit closer to our Father who loves us? Well, that's what we want to do now, to come a little closer to the Father who loves us. And this morning, we don't usually do this here, but we're going to use a bit of a liturgy. When I say a bit of a liturgy, it's quite a lot of a liturgy, really. And so there's quite a lot of reading out for you to do to participate in coming into the presence of God. We're not going to rush through it. I've allowed plenty of time for us to read these words at a steady pace, and let's savour them and relish the ideas within them. But most of all, let's ask God to speak to us through them. So before we go into this, let us just have a word of prayer. Father God, I'm thrilled to be here with your people. Thrilled that we can come to you this morning, to your table, to remember what Jesus has done for us, and to acknowledge that we are entirely dependent on his work. Lord, we want to draw closer to you this morning. We have bouts of unbelief. Help us in our unbelief. But Lord, this morning, fill us with your Spirit, that we might worship you afresh this morning.